There've been plenty of puns about the row over Hollywood star Johnny Depp's dogs. The war on terrier is just one of them. But a day after threatening to have the dogs put down because they'd breached Australian quarantine rules, the Federal Agriculture Minister is losing the PR battle. Barnaby Joyce has copped plenty of criticism after calling for the dogs, Boo and Pistol, to bugger off back to the United States. Federal MP Clive Palmer has joined in, saying the minister has turned Australia into a laughingstock. The two Yorkshire Terriers at the centre of the publicity storm are reportedly leaving Australia today, as Shani Kim reports.
After yesterday fashioning himself as the stern defender of Australia's borders,
Mr Depp has to either take his dogs back to California or we're going to have to euthanise them.
Barnaby Joyce may not have expected this treatment on a commercial radio station this morning.
What, the law is what? You've got to act like an idiot and tell everyone you're going to kill someone's dogs? Is that the law, is it?
The minister got few words in, jousting with Sydney shock jock Carl Sanderlands.
You sound like an absolute clown telling the guy to bugger off back to Hollywood or we'll kill his dogs. You sound like an idiot. You should have reworded your statement. Sound like a classy guy. You're a government minister, not some idiot off the street mouthing off to a news camera. Have some decency.
Jeez, Carl, that seems interesting coming from you, mate. You're the number one.
Oh, shut up, Barnaby. You're an absolute joke, Barnaby. You get 5 minutes on the radio in the news camera. I'm going off because you sound like an insensitive wanker. That's what you sound like, Barnaby.
Self-confessed dog lover, Queensland MP Clive Palmer's also weighed in.
Of course I am. Everyone loves dogs.
Accusing the minister of turning Australia into an international laughingstock.
And the fact that Barnaby wants to threaten to kill them is atrocious, really. Johnny Depp and his movie here will promote Australia. And it will mean 1,000 people have got jobs. We'll probably have an extra $30 or $40 million of exports. But Barnaby doesn't care about that. He just cares about big noting himself. It's certainly anti-dog. It's certainly anti-Australia, anti-jobs, anti-investment. It's a disgrace, really. I call on the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, to overrule this guy and let the terriers stay. Let these animals stay here under quarantine. If they're okay, let them enter.
But the minister's office says the dogs can't go into quarantine retrospectively. And if Mr Depp wants his terriers with him, they'll have to leave, then return under the correct procedures. A spokesman also disputes the minister is jeopardising the film industry, saying the department was happy to let in two capuchin monkeys featured in the film after they were properly processed, and it'll do the same for any other animal. The department's still investigating whether Johnny Depp is liable for hefty fines. The industry minister, Ian McFarlane, says the situation is not a joke.
It is actually quite a serious issue, and Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce has made it clear that there's been a breach of normal quarantine procedures in bringing these two dogs in. We want to see the matter resolved so that obviously our quarantine is maintained. Our phytosanitary and quarantine situation in Australia is crucial to primary production, and we can't afford to have it compromised, even for the dogs of film superstars.
Nonetheless, the dogs have become stars in their own right, with an online petition to save them from death row attracting 16,000 signatures. A large media contingent remains camped out on the Gold Coast, with reports the terriers are returning to the United States today.
Shani Kim.